Yeah.
Dad, you slept late.
Yeah.
Well, it's Saturday morning.
Two for two.
You forgot what you're going to do today?
No way. I'm going to eat a big breakfast, grab that sports page, and hide in the John till lunch.
You did forget. I can't believe it.
A little help. Oh, yeah, your driving lesson.
Well, let's go.
Oh, Becky, we got all day.
Dad, that's what you said last week, but all I did the whole day was help you wash your car because
a clean car is an aerodynamic car.
Guess there's no way you're going to fall for that again, huh?
Dad, I think I'm ready for that next step.
Which would be turning innocent pedestrians into street pizza.
Shut up, Darlene. Dad, come on!
Becky, it's Saturday. It's the one day of the week when we can all spend time together.
Boy, it's just a beautiful morning today. It just makes me want to sing. Why don't you guys get out of here? Come on, go. I have to stay here because I'm in a clean, but you can get out. It's beautiful. Go. Unless you want to stay here and help me.
Can't. Promise Becky a driving lesson.
Well, all right. Can I have your car keys?
Yeah. Here they are. Now get out of here.
What, no jokes about how bad a driver I'm going to be?
Didn't Darlene take care of that?
Yeah, I crushed her.
All right, there you go. So what's keeping you? Oh, and Dan, you better take DJ here to his den meeting.
I don't have a den meeting.
Then how come you're wearing your uniform, stupid?
I slept in, stupid.
I remember my days as a scout, especially the wilderness training. We couldn't find any wilderness, so the scoutmaster dropped us off in downtown Chicago, and we had to try to make it back here on our own. I was one of the lucky ones.
Dad.
Scout's honor.
Becky's waiting for a driving lesson
here. Dad, can we go?
All right, can I get something to eat first?
No, take it with you, Dad. Come on, am I talking English? Everybody get out of here. Take Darlene with you.
Well, gee, Mom, I thought I'd hang around so I could be here when you get the call.
What call?
Oh, you know, the one from the highway patrol telling you they've found your husband and most of your daughter.
What is it going to take to get you guys to go out of the house?
Hi, everybody. Roseanne, I thought this was going to be your morning alone.
Well, it was supposed to be, but they just won't go away. They're like something stuck to the bottom of your shoe.
Like gum?
No, not like gum.
It's like being a spy or something.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yep. It's the most accurate pregnancy test on the market.
All right, well, let's go.
All right, relax, will you? What's the matter with that? I mean, aside from being 9 days late.
Well, you told me to save my first morning's urine, right? I've been saving it for 7 hours.
I'm sure Dan doesn't know.
No, he thinks I'm right on schedule.
How'd you manage that?
I faked PMS. I even added an extra day for the heck of it. I told Crystal, though, you know, I had to. You know how she keeps track of everybody's time of the month so she can send a card. So let's go.
All right, what do we got here? Directions. Test kit.
What is this for?
That holds the urine. No. You do it with the lid first, and then you use that dropper there.
Oh. Well, then give me the lid.
No, I gotta wash it out first.
Ah.
Oh, hey. They got coupons. You gonna use these? All right, so it's an advanced tab.
It's clean. Hi, come on in. Hurry up. Are they all still out there?
Well, yeah, but I didn't tell them anything. I just said hi and headed straight in here.
I bet they think we're in here doing some weird shaving ritual.
I don't know why you just don't tell Dan.
Because there's nothing to tell. I mean, if it does come out positive, I got to think of some way to tell him so his head don't explode.
Well, how'd you tell him about your other kids?
Well, with Becky, I said, Dan, get a job. Then with Darlene, I said, Dan, get a better job.
And DJ?
Oh, do I have to tell him about DJ?
Come on, Roseanne. You gotta be a little excited about maybe being pregnant.
Yeah, I can hardly wait to start puking. Mm. Come on, you guys, so my water's gonna break here.
Roseanne, what the hell's going on in there?
We're worshiping Satan, honey. We'll be right out.
Come on, Roseanne.
All right, come on in. The kids don't need to hear this.
I get it.
Dan.
Roseanne, it's okay. What a person does with their life is their own business. So what happened, Jackie? Did you get drunk and forget that there's like a zillion kinds of birth control out there? Does Gary know?
No, Dan, he doesn't.
Gary is a father, right?
If you say so.
Word of advice from a man, okay? Don't say a word until you do the test. You don't want to upset the guy if you don't have to.
You know, I was just saying that, like, very same thing, you know? I was saying that if it does come up positive, the best way to do it is just short, sweet, and right to the point. You know, kind of like, I'm pregnant, Dan.
Gary.
Dan.
Gary.
Dan.
Gary! Do we have to have this little moment in front of everybody?
No, we can get out of here. No.
Thank you. How late?
9 days.
When did this happen?
When we were having sex.
Well, we're always careful.
Whoops! Come on, honey, go. I gotta do this now.
Yeah,
can
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you guys did it again, huh?
Did what?
You were listening at the door, Dan.
Great.
Like, it's not bad enough that we've got this little accident running around.
Who's an accident? How can somebody be an accident?
Oh, great, ask me. Thanks, Darlene. I'm stressed out, okay? Well, just once maybe you could think before you open your big mouth.
Would you be quiet? I'm trying to go.
Shh, shut up.
Well, make some noise.
I can't believe you, Darlene. You are so insensitive.
Yeah, well, you got a big butt.
Cut it out. No need for any of this right now.
Your father's right, and we don't want to upset your mother and her condition.
So it's true?
We don't know yet, and can we just keep a lid on it?
What?
Come on, Roseanne.
Oh, no, no, that test takes 10 minutes, so just do what you were doing. Try to forget about it for the next 10 minutes.
Eight minutes and 16 seconds.
Thank you, DJ.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Roseanne, but I'm just so excited about this I could bust into. I swear, it's like having a baby of my own.
Well, you know, now it's not positive yet.
I know. But thinking about it gets my biological clock ticking away. Tick, tick, tick. Just hope I can do something about it before the battery goes dead.
You want another kid?
Well, it does make me a little sad to think of Milani as an only child, and I guess I kind of regret not having that little girl I always dreamed about.
Yeah, me too.
What about you, Jackie? I bet your little clock's all wound up.
Crystal, I'm a cop.
Cops can get pregnant just like everyone else.
Yeah, but when she wakes up depressed and bloated and hating the whole world, she gets to carry a gun.
7 minutes and 34 seconds.
DJ. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Crystal, maybe we'll.
No, you guys hang out. I gotta have trouble with this thing here. I gotta go out in the garage and get another tool.
Well, the toaster's not even broke. He just doesn't want to talk about any of this.
Well, maybe you ought to go out there after him.
No, let him sit out there and nail something else for a while.
I think he's pretty sure the test is going to come out positive.
Well, I don't know why. I've only been late 3 times in my life. And here are 2 of them now.
Mom, look, we really got to talk about
all this. Mom, I've decided it's okay for you to bring a baby into the house as long as we can agree on a couple conditions.
I can't believe you, Darlene. I was already talking. Now get out of here.
No, I want to hear your conditions.
Oh, that's quite all right. You can just go right ahead.
Oh, no, no, no.
Come on, let it rip.
All right, okay. Now, say I brought a puppy into this house. It would be my puppy, and I would have to take care of it, right?
Well, I just don't think you're going to have that much time to take care of a puppy, what with all the work you're going to be doing with the new baby and all.
You don't get this, do you? Yeah, you do. I just don't think it's fair that you should expect me to clean the baby or wash it or watch it while it sleeps or change its diapers.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying here is that you just feel that three children are enough for this house.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're gonna miss you, darling. So what's your beef?
Do you think we could maybe...
Are you getting all this, Crystal? Your clock's still ticking?
Mother, I'm turning 16 this year, right?
Well, I guess that depends on what you're about to say.
Well, so this is a big year for me. I mean, I was gonna maybe get a sweet 16 party, and if I don't, my friends will. And, hey, Ma, I just can't be wearing the same clothes every time.
God, no, what would people say?
Yeah, and Dad was talking about maybe getting some old beat-up car that he could fix up for me.
So?
So none of this is gonna happen! I mean, when DJ was a baby, I was 7 years old, but I still remember this. It was always, oh, the baby needs this, and the baby needs that. And I'm always the one who has to do without things because I'm the oldest. And, hey, what about college? Don't you want me to go to college?
No, Becky, your father and I want you to work in a bowling alley. It was kind of our dream.
Well, I guess you'll just never understand how I feel, because when you were 16, you had a car.
Yeah, well, maybe that had to do something with the fact that when I was 16, I also had a job.
Well, just forget it. I mean, I don't even know what you're thinking when you're making this baby.
I'll tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking, I wonder if I could get pregnant so I could louse up Becky's life. She's a little brat. You can never...
I agree. Can you believe how selfish she is? I mean, I am overwhelmed.
Go to your room and live in fear. And to think I suckled them.
They're just upset, Roseanne.
It's a lot for them to handle all at once.
How much longer till this test is over?
1 minute and 19 seconds.
I'm gonna make coffee.
You know, Roseanne, if you don't want to have this baby, you could get an abortion.
Some say that's murder, Roseanne.
And some say it's not.
And some say you got a choice, but we don't even know the results of the test yet, so we're talking about coffee now.
Roseanne, bedroom.
Ooh, foreplay for a change.
Shouldn't have happened, Roseanne. We took precautions.
Yeah, well, they didn't work.
Well, you should have known it was your fertile time.
Well, excuse me for ovulating.
I didn't mean that.
Well, you meant something like that. Something like it's my fault. I mean, the whole family's sitting there thinking it's my fault.
No, I didn't mean that. I guess I mean... I'm feeling a little old for this, you know? I'm 38.
What, like I'm 25?
We ain't yuppies. I mean, it ain't hip for us to be having babies now. We had them when we were young and stupid, like we were supposed to. I just guess I'm feeling a little weird that we have to go through this whole thing again.
Jeez, you are just as bad as the kids. We have to go through this whole thing again? You know, well, maybe if we pull together, we all can make this pregnancy thing a lot easier on us. Yeah, like, okay, I'll carry the baby, but Darlene gets to have the morning sickness, and Becky can have the backaches, and I'll save the hemorrhoids for you, Dan. And then after the kid's born, you know, I'll be in charge of diapering, but you get up 12 times a night and breastfeed it. Is that cool?
Hey, I've always helped Roseanne, and I'm gonna help this time. But don't go calling me selfish just because I thought finally we'd have some time for ourselves after 16 years. You've had 9 days to get used to this. I've had 10 minutes.
Thank you, DJ.
Was that an accident?
No, DJ, you were a surprise.
What's the difference?
Well, an accident is something that if you had to do it over again, you wouldn't. But a surprise is something that you didn't even know you wanted till you got it.
Was Darlene an accident?
No, Darlene was a disaster.
Darlene? Darlene says I'm not going to be the baby anymore, so nobody's going to pay any attention to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, honey. How about if we pay lots and lots of attention to you?
I'll be happy if you have a baby.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Finally, I get a chance to kick some butt.
Ah, tradition. It's a remarkable thing. You know, I might not even be pregnant, so we might be sitting here yelling for no reason.
No, we're rehearsing for next time.
No, there's not going to be any next time because I'm just going to go get fixed.
You mean get your tubes tied?
No, I mean get my knees sewn together.
I'm serious. It's like an operation. You'd be in the hospital.
Well, you know, Dan, it's just a little bit more complicated than, say, a vasectomy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right. I could take a half day off of work and drive you down there. Uh-huh.
So, you want to be alone, or?
No, come on in. All right, what do I do now, Jackie?
Just read the test stick.
Pink is yes and white is no. Aunt Jackie told me.
I'll read the stick. I want to read the stick.
Jeez, DJ, it's not like licking the spoon.
Mom!
All right, you can. Hold it, though. Come here. No, I have something to say. All right. If this test is positive, I expect all of your support. I'm not even going to ask you for it. You're just going to give it. I know you can do it. You just pretend like you're some other family.
Okay.
Fine.
Yep.
All right, go.
Okay. DJ, tell us what it is. Pink is yes. White is no.
It's white.
No way.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Come on. I'm sorry, Roseanne.
I'll talk to you later, sis.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, well, that's what I do best.
I'm gonna go down to the school and shoot some hoops.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So you'll be here when I get back, right?
Right.
I didn't mean the stuff I said before.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I did. I'm sorry. Okay?
Okay. Dan, Becky wants her driving lesson.
Meet me in the car, Beck.
DJ, did you eat your breakfast yet?
Okay.
What would you have named it?
Jack for a boy. And Priscilla for a girl.
Mom!
There's a whole new box on the top shelf! Of course not.
Well, you want to stick around? You want some company?
No, I've got company.
Kids got your face, Roseanne. I'm amazed every time I look at them.
Yeah.
None of them look like me.
That won't stand up in court, Dan.
Damn.
All right.
Becky. You know that thing you were gonna do, that tube tying thing?
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
everybody's okay. There was a little accident. I drove him home.
Are you hurt? What happened?
I can't believe
it. I'll tell the story if you don't mind. We're going up a hill. The engine's straining a little, so I say, Becky, put it in low. Becky puts it in reverse. Now we're going down the hill, much to the surprise of the traffic behind us.
Oh, this isn't fair.
I don't think we need to hear from you right now. So I'm calm. I say, Becky, put on the brake. She panics. She romps on the gas. Warp speed, Roseanne. Cars are swerving, honking. I reach over to apply the brake with my hand. That's when Becky remembers where the brake pedal is.
Did you hit anything?
Not yet.
No, that didn't happen.
I think you can understand how I felt. I'm a little shook up. I didn't feel I could trust her behind the wheel anymore, so we switched places. But your daughter left the car in reverse, so I backed into a tree.
I'm never getting in a car with that man again.
I kept a lid on it because it's family, but I hate to see something like this go unpunished.
I'll take care of that. Dan, bedroom.